You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, the cost of fighting wildfires is rising as the length of the season is getting longer from year to year. An expert tells us why our efforts to control wildfires are being stretched thin in recent decades. Right now, U.S. intelligence has concluded that Russian agents were behind a disinformation campaign meant to stoke divisions on social media in the lead-up to the 2016 election. With midterm elections only months away, some are now questioning whether Wisconsin's voting systems could be the target of digital attacks. Municipal clerks in Wisconsin are confident that the state's voting machines and registration records are safe, but cybersecurity experts warn that they're still vulnerable and that the state can do more to protect them. Grigor Atanasian is a native of St. Petersburg, Russia, and a fellow at the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism, where he wrote about this issue. Grigor, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, we know Russian hackers, Russian officials tried to affect the United States via social media. What do we know, though, back in 2016 and moving into 2018 about Russian efforts to directly interfere with things like voter rolls or voting machines?
So we know that there was an effort to interfere with voter registration systems in a number of states. Wisconsin wasn't one of the states. In Wisconsin, curiously, the Russian actors targeted the servers of the Department of Workforce Development, and we just assume that they got their own address. They've been mistaken.
So as of what we know now, Wisconsin voting machines, Wisconsin voter rolls, things like that, have not, to our knowledge, been successfully hacked at this point, right?
That's correct.
That said, there are concerns about vulnerabilities, and some American hackers took some of our voting machines for a test drive, I guess, and you write about their efforts to find vulnerabilities, hoping that they could be fixed. What did we learn from that?
Last year at DEF CON, which is one of the world's biggest hacker conferences, around 25 pieces of voting equipment, different kinds, all used across the United States. It all was hacked by people with no previous background in voting system, just right there on the ground. And this year there will be more. They staged this voting village once again, and they will be hacking the systems which are particularly used in Wisconsin.
One argument often in Wisconsin is that we're fine. Our voting machines aren't connected to the internet. We have this dispersed system to where you'd have to hack into each precinct individually. What did you find out about that?
Security experts are really not on the same page here. They say that this argument about not being connected to internet, it doesn't make a lot of sense, because 80% of the voting machines used around Wisconsin, those optical scanners, they have little modems in them, which use cellular networks to transmit the unofficial results. So this is one, to say, vulnerability. Also, the diversity, it's a strength, experts say, but it's not enough, because Wisconsin has a lot of close races, and in a close race, you don't need to hack all the systems across the state.
You talked to some county election officials, state election officials. They're concerned, but it sounds like they're not too worried in the scope of things.
Well, on the other hand, I understand why they say that there is nothing to worry, because their goal is to make people confident and for people to get out and vote. They are really, I feel like, concerned about discouraging people from voting, so I understand why they say that.
We're talking about election security here in Wisconsin. Grigor Atanasian is with us talking about a piece he wrote for the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. Are there fixes? Are there things that experts say, hey, here's one way you could improve the situation and make it safer here in Wisconsin?
There is one practice which is recommended nationally. It's recommended by the U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee and the majority of experts on the national level. It's called post-election audits of the election outcomes. It's also called, one specific type of it, it's called risk-limiting audits. It's a statistical protocol. It's really efficient. It's really not burdensome on the clerks, and it's verifying the election outcomes. Even if every piece of equipment is hacked, you will easily find out before you certify the election, before, you know, there is mass. There are some local activists who have been pushing for that for years, like Karen McKim of the Wisconsin Election Integrity. And finally, we hear that the Wisconsin Elections Commission is looking at this measure.
How does that work exactly, risk?
A risk limiting audit.
Yeah, so what, the polls close, the clerks have the results, what do they do?
So you take small sample, a small amount of ballots from across the state, and you verify from what your voting machines say, from what the unofficial result you have, and you see if there are any, you know, weird situations, any irregularities. You verify the number of people voted. You see, look at the ballots. It's a statistical procedure. It's pretty hard to describe into words, but it's been developed specifically by the election officials together with scientists and security experts. So one argument which Wisconsin clerks make, they say it's a great thing, but it's very burdensome on us. We have too many staff to care about. Well, it's not that burdensome, actually.
And you write that a second look at election results in some places has found not hacking, but mistakes where the numbers of votes were not counted properly. Can you talk about those?
Oh, yeah. So Wisconsin was the only state to have a full recount of the 2016 presidential election, and thousands of errors were found, human errors or program errors. They were outdated machines. They were miscounting votes grossly, heavily. There were human errors as well, just votes that weren't written in because of the clerical mistake. And that's normal. I mean, the people have so much stuff to do on the election night, and there is a stress and pressure.
Will these audits catch those problems as well as potential hacking, changing the outcomes of votes?
Yeah. Hacking is just one type of the problem. Hacking doesn't happen as often as human or program error.
We're not far off from a primary election in just 2 weeks and then the big election in November. Is there concern from security officials that Russian agents will try again to gain access to American voting systems?
The top U.S. Security and intelligence officials do say that midterms definitely are under threat, that they are potentially targeted by the Russian intelligence.
Oh, I wanted to ask one more thing. In Wisconsin, for the most part, we have a paper trail people talk about. There is a paper ballot that can be consulted in the event that somebody wants to go back and see what the votes actually were.
That's a strength, having paper ballots. It's used most, I mean, for every vote counted in Wisconsin, you can have a paper trail. So that's awesome. But once again, without the audits, you're not verifying it. You're just hoping that it's correct.
Is there movement in Wisconsin to make these audits happen, or even at the federal level to say, hey, every state, you've got to do these post-ballot audits?
Yes, there is a movement in Wisconsin, which is mostly the result of grassroots efforts of the activists I've already mentioned. And there is a national movement, and actual Representative Mark Pocan is active. He introduced a SAFE Act, which is a measure to secure the future election. And one of elements of it is making this post-election audits a requirement nationally.
We'll leave it there. Grigor, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you, Rob.
Grigor Atanasian is a fellow at the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. He was with us to share his reporting about how Wisconsin's voting systems and their potential vulnerability to foreign hacking.